Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish here in Alston, Massachusetts. If this is your first time tuning into our podcast, I just want to welcome you and hope that our words touch your heart today. If you're returning to our program, then welcome back. Assuming that you are returning because you've enjoyed the previous programs, we encourage you to share this link with friends and family so we can reach a larger audience. And we want to let people know that what we have to offer here is free. If you'd like to donate to the show, we'll talk about that at the end. And if you'd like to just send us feedback and tell us what you think about the program, please do so. Go to CatholicAudioMedia.com and click on Contact and let us know. And you know, if you let us know what you think of the program one way or another, we know that you're out there listening. And that helps us to tell those who are supporting the program, hey, there are people listening and they're responding and they're everything else. So please consider that. Well, this is Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, and it is also the last week of Ordinary Time, as it usually is. It's not always, but usually is. So the first week of Advent will be next week, and of course the first Sunday of Advent, year C, will be this coming Sunday. So we're at the end of the liturgical year, and always around this time, our focus is on the end times. But as Advent begins, our focus is on what's coming next and how we prepare ourselves, because really Advent is all about preparing ourselves for the second coming. Many saints and others always told people to prepare themselves, always be ready. Of course, Jesus did too. Always be ready for being in front of the throne of God, not in an ominous way, not like, oh, you better be ready, like when I was in boot camp. You better be ready. We're going to have an inspection tomorrow. You better be ready. And then obviously they do things to make sure that you are ready, even if you were ready. They changed to make sure you could tell at the last moment. There's that. But it's a different kind. It's kind of like you want to be ready to encounter Christ as if you're encountering someone who you've wanted to meet for a long, long time. And that's one of the things that's important. You want to be ready to encounter Christ as you are waiting to encounter him throughout your life. One of the things that I often say at a funeral, so if you imagine, here's the scenario of a funeral. You have the casket in front of me, and you've got the pall, you've got the candle. I've already sprinkled the casket with water at the beginning of the Mass. And if you know, when you have a white pall, the candle, the priest is vested in white. You can vest in white, purple, or black. But it is more traditional, especially here in the United States, to dress in white. All those are symbolic of resurrection, which is the promise of Christ. And they're also, the reason why they're symbolic of resurrection, is because those are baptismal symbols. The pall, the water at the beginning of the Mass, pretty obvious, and the candle, all of which are used in baptism. There is the white garment, there is the water, and there is the candle. So they're all symbols of baptism, and baptism is being born into eternal life. So they're all symbols of eternal life as well. And one of the things I like to teach people is at the deceased person's baptism. So I'm teaching the family, obviously, because I'm not teaching the deceased person, because the deceased person is, we'll say, not listening. So anyway, we have the people, and I'm explaining to him at his or her baptism, Jesus said, come follow me and I will lead you into eternal life. And that's the beginning of the vocation. And know that the vocation is being missionaries. We're called to be missionaries of the gospel. So we're called to, now obviously when you're about 3 days old or 3 months old, it doesn't work that way. But as you get older, that's our call is to be missionaries for the gospel. And I've told you before, the priest, who obviously in my case is me, says, may the Lord touch your ears to open your ears to hear his word and touch your lips to proclaim his faith to the praise and glory of God the Father. So that is a commissioning that you receive at baptism. So as I've said before, when the local media or the national media says, well, you know, Catholics are told to pray and obey, you know, that's a lie. It's, and if you're in the media and you have said it or you plan to say it, it's a lie. Thank you. So that's a lie. And no, we're called to be agents of the kingdom of God. And by our lives, we're called to evangelize. And the lay community, more than the ordained community, because the ordained community is there to serve the lay community to go out and preach the gospel by living it. And it's essential that we think about that. You've heard some of the words from my homily yesterday of how we as Catholics are called to be different in everything because we are answering to the kingdom of God. We are answering to a different set of laws that make many of the things that we do as Catholics different than what we can do as Americans. For example, Americans have freedom of speech. We as Catholics do not. We can't say an American has the freedom, which we are all Americans, I understand that, but through the Constitution, we have the freedom to say hate speech. As Catholics, we don't. As Christians, we don't. We don't have the right to say hate speech because we are answerable to a higher authority, and he says through his apostle Paul, do not say things like that. What he says is say only the good things that people need to hear. So, no, we don't have the right to use hate speech. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight in St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Here is all about our upcoming novena. Check that out. In the Catholic Church, December 8th is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. This is the patronal feast of the United States. As you know, the purpose of this program is to help listeners grow in holiness and closer to Christ. Please, therefore, consider a rosary novena in preparation for our patronal feast. The intention of these 9 days is that we may grow holier and we may grow a holier family, parish, and church. We want to become signs of Christ's love in all we do. Therefore, starting on November 30th, please begin a rosary novena. Also consider some self-denial as well during these days, such as do not use social media, or even fast from desserts, or some other decision. If possible, pray your rosary in the church in front of the tabernacle or in front of a live-streamed Eucharistic adoration online at home. Let us pray that we may grow in holiness as we prepare for the patronal feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our Substack newsletter. You can check out the archives of the show. You can send us a contact information. What you can send us is also feedback, thoughts, whatever you think of the program, send it to us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can send it to the county. If you want to donate to the show, you're welcome to do so, and that would help us to continue our broadcast, so consider that if you'd like to donate to the show. And anyway, you can find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Please spread the word. Well, anyway, so here we are talking about these important words, and I'm talking about how we are in this last week of the year and how we prepare to be in front of the Lord always, but especially we think of it even more during these weeks and also Advent. So it's kind of like, it's not like this ominous, like when I was, as I told you, when I was in boot camp, but more it's like, I'm waiting for that time I will encounter Christ. And that's what this is all about. That's what we want to focus on. So as I was talking about in a funeral, and I was talking about the baptismal symbols and everything, one of the things I say at a funeral, especially if you're dealing with someone who really is just a model of being a good Catholic. And that doesn't mean someone who's walking on water and healing people. It means someone who speaks to others about their faith in the way they lived. They will always say, and she loved coming to church, she loved her prayer, you know, things like that. Sometimes you'll hear a eulogy at Mass and they don't mention anything to do with God. And I always say, you know, please remember where you are as people are preparing a eulogy. You know, please remember where you are, that this person, you're bringing the person to church because the person meant, church meant a lot to the person. Make sure you say that in the eulogy. But many people who are really faithful, I always say of them, I said, they have been waiting for this moment since the day they were baptized. And that is really the looking forward we're called to do. It's that looking forward. It's that saying, you know, someday I will be with Christ. And that's what we want. Now, I know there are people out there saying, well, you know, we have to be careful of that. You know, we have to work really hard to make sure that we're holy enough, you know. You know what? We have to be people of prayer, and we have to rely on the promises of prayer. But we have to be people of prayer. I always love the story that Father Paulo Ricardo Acevedo Jr. teaches, where he talks about these two extremes that are out there. This one extreme says that virtually no one is going to be saved, just those very few, those tiny few, those eight. They actually don't give a number, but they say there's very, very few. And then there's the other side that says everyone is going to be saved. And he says, you know, those are two extremes. He says, you listen very carefully to what Jesus said. He doesn't say how many are going to be saved. He says, you. And he says, you walk the narrow path. There are many people who are going to walk the wide path. You walk the narrow path. So he doesn't give names. He doesn't give numbers. He just says, you. And that's where we want to be focused. We want to be focused on being the you. We want to be focused on being the people who seek to live the gospel of Christ. We want to be focused on this, especially during this time. We want to be focused on this, on seeking this gospel, on seeking to live that gospel in such a way that we are doing the will of God as we look forward to that moment that we encounter Christ. One of the things I've told you about horror movies, how horror movies are not scary because it's like, well, and you will die. Okay, well, then I'll be in front of Christ, which is what I've been waiting for since the day of my baptism. You know, it just doesn't work. You got this big monster there, and I will, and you just go, yeah, but I've been waiting for that since my baptism. You know, what's a monster going to do? Just snap his fingers and go, darn it, that didn't work. But you see, my point is this, that this is what we're looking for. That's how we're supposed to look forward to Christ during this time. And we're going to be focusing on that in the next couple days as we go through our week. This is what we are all about. We are preparing ourselves for being united with Christ. And that's what it means to be a Catholic. This concludes today's program. If what you heard today touched your heart, we encourage you to share today's podcast with friends and family so that they can be enlightened as well. Our goal is to reach new listeners daily, and together we can make that happen. Thanks always for tuning in. Pass the word. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. In Cristo vivimos.